Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Unabashed, candid conversations on all things talent. In this podcast, we have open, honest and unapologetic conversations about the emergent realities of work, worker and the workplace. I'm Neha Pant, part of the knowledge and advisory team at Sherm India. And I have with me Abhijeet Bhadari, coach, talent management advisor, and an author. Hi, Abhijeet. How are you doing today?
I'm extremely exhausted. I've been trying to do the proofreading for my new book, Dreamers and Unicorns, which is scheduled to hit the shelf on 1st of November. So I'm really trying my level best to beat that deadline. So this is the craziest time for me possible. So worst time to write anything, you know, is this bad phase.
But no, why would you say that? Really, I think this is the best time to write anything, isn't it?
No. It's the best time to write. But that, you know, when you are writing, there is a part when you are ideating, which is fun. And then there is this whole, you know, creativity is 80% of really hard, boring work. It's everybody thinks it's the other way around, but it's not. It's the other way around. So I am in that other way around kind of a phase where, you know, you're just doing that plain, really bone crunching work. So no, it's not great fun at all. What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
Reading, watching, a lot of stuff at work. I think I'm working quite a bit. A lot of sessions that we've been hosting of late. So that's where my energies have been.
Online sessions. Yeah, I know.
It's the world virtual facilitation, really.
All right. Yeah, but I think that's a very, very hot emerging area. And except for the fact that I think a lot of people get that completely wrong because, you know, they just simply take the world of learning and, you know, start to speak in front of a camera, whereas virtual facilitation.
No, but it's hard. It's hard. You know, just yesterday while facilitating a session, I remember, you know, we were really urging our participants to come on camera. And apparently everyone was so, you know, camera shy. We just had about 2-3 people in a group of 20 who had their cameras switched
and
on.
And these are participants or they are potential facilitators?
Potential facilitators. Of course, they're learning virtual facilitation. And I told them this, that I said, you know, as facilitators, the first thing that you have to do is be on camera. There's just no shying away from it. You know, as a facilitator, you can't be camera shy. Right, but then it was so hard for people to turn on their videos, and it could also be, you know, for different reasons. Perhaps, you know, at home, you know, it sometimes feels a little, you know, uncomfortable to be on video if you have your kids and your, you know, parents, you know, in the background. So that, and of course, you know, there was one participant who said, you know, it's very difficult for me to smile to the camera. So, and you know, I have gotten so used to it that I got conscious in that moment and I started wondering if I'm smiling too much while looking at the camera. But I think, you know, as a facilitator, that becomes so much more important, right? I mean, that's the only way you are sort of, you know, transmitting your energy to your participants. That's through your voice, through your, you know,
that's like the Reiki master transmitting your energy.
Yeah, absolutely, isn't it? I mean, it'll be so boring otherwise, won't it be?
I know. And which you should have asked this person, would you rather watch a really glum-faced facilitator on screen? Actually, you can't watch because the person has shut off the camera. And then you have somebody speaking in a very droning voice without any kind of modulation. Yeah, and then
I did just that demo. When I was talking about voice modulation, so you know how that is so important when you are doing an online session, and especially if you're not coming on video and your voice is the only medium, then it's all the more important that you connect with your audiences with your voice.
And which is really so very hard, as any podcaster will tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because right now, for example, this is episode 4. I'm hoping that we have at least 4 listeners. So, you know, each episode number, I think we should say that if in 5th episode we have 5 listeners, I think we are doing really well. What would you say? Is that a sharp target to take, or is that a very aggressive
That's
target?
That's doable, isn't it? I think we should have more, a lot more than that.
Yeah, we should add a few more zeros after that.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, okay, all right, great. But, you know, one of the things that I read was this about this 21 HR jobs for the future, which a lot of people are talking about. And I kind of just thought that I would have done it in a very different manner. So, yes, of course, it's, you know, easy to pick faults with anybody who's put out some research. So it's not that. I'm just saying that I would have taken a far more generic piece, which is applicable not just to HR jobs, but to any kind of jobs, finance jobs, marketing jobs. And I think I am of the belief that HR today has to go beyond looking at human resources alone and look at, you know, being the spokesperson for shaping the world of work.
Yeah.
Workspaces, workforce, all of those combinations. I think HR has to take the lead. So if they are not doing that, that I think is really an opportunity missed.
Yeah.
So I would think that that's, what was your take?
But that you was, think that? You know, those 21 HR jobs with those fancy titles, director of emotional well-being, right? Something like that. I've forgotten.
Oh,
I saw that piece of research long ago. And
I know, business continuity and employee safety. I mean, that's another one that I recall. But you know what? I would actually use a far more generic thing, which think about it, you should be able to sort of use that for any of the jobs. For example, if you take one set of jobs which are driven completely by tech, you know, so it needs a certain kind of a person who is completely familiar with technology, data, understanding, you know, the analysis of that, statistical tools. So those are, you know, quantitative analysis. These are the tech IQ oriented jobs, you know, people with sharp IQ actually do that well. And then you, of course, have jobs which are, you know, very sharp on EQ. You know, these are the human skills which you need, where whether it's facilitation. So you're talking of online facilitation. I mean, that's a typical example of a human, very, very sharply dependent on the human skills, being able to build, connect with people, understanding where the participant is, you know, not engaged enough. Those are some of the things that I think human beings should be able to do. And then, of course, there are jobs which are like really hybrid jobs. So, you know, the human tech interface. So, for example, you know, distraction prevention coach.
Or a, what is that? How do you prevent distraction? I need one.
All of us do. Anybody who's on social media needs a distraction prevention coach. It is called switching off the notifications. So if you can do that, then you become your own distraction prevention coach. Or for that matter, you know, like Google has a person called design ethicist. I was watching this Netflix special, which is about social media, and they talk about this guy who's the design ethicist. Those are some of the jobs for the future. And you will see that as every company becomes a tech company, every job is going to become a tech job. And you will see the rise of this whole new segment of ethics coming into the workplace.
Yeah.
You know, people formally being charged. And it's not just code of conduct and, you know, it's going to be a full-fledged ethics.
But to my mind, you know, those are all fancy titles. I think what is at the heart of it is the kind of skill that's required to really, you know, perform that job well. So, you know, we were having this discussion the other day in one of the, you know, roundtable conversations, and it was about, you know, looking at the future of work through the skilling lens. And we ended up talking about, you know, what are going to be some of the skills that are going to be really important, you know, in future. And while there was representation from tech companies, pharmaceuticals, and airports for that matter, you know, collectively, I think the whole group was moving more towards the behavioral skills that are required, right? And things like social intelligence, persuasion, collaboration, empathy, compassion. So all of those things, you know, were getting talked about more, right? So somewhere I think, you know, those skills, you know, have become, you know, more sought after. And as we look at these jobs of future, and like you know, spoke about all those fancy titles, I think at the heart of it all will be these you know, social skills, which are going to be of you know, crucial importance in the future.
So, what would a podcaster be called? You know, the person in charge of voice engagement or listener engagement. What would you call?
Yes. Listening engagement. Is that what it is?
Listening engagement. No. Auditory engagement manager.
fun.
Is that a...
You added a manager to it. And I don't like that term as much.
Somebody who's managing... managing yourself is the toughest thing. So, the person who's able to manage their own auditory engagement is really the star quality one is looking at. So, somebody like you would be, vice president auditory engagement. What do you think?
Podcasting is not my core job. You realize that, right?
No, neither is it my core job. It's neither my core competence either. because I have zero competence in anything. So I
try. Yeah, so we are just amateurs who just decided to, make these podcasts one day.
Don't say like anything like this, because what's going to happen is the four people who are listening to us are also going to drop off, and we cannot afford that. No, guys, we worked very hard for this. So, please continue.
Absolutely.
To stay
we were
tuned.
Born for this. We were born for this.
Yes, totally. So what do you see is going to be the biggest challenge for organizations, to provide career paths in a world where people are not able to see each other, so you think about all the social skills you talked about.
Yeah.
In the online world, they are infinitely harder to communicate. That's so for example, if building empathy is hard when you are with people in a room, it is 10 times harder to convey that, across a video conference.
But why do you say that building empathy virtually is more difficult? It sort of takes me back to a few of these experiences, and most of us, have had these, in our conversations when we are having our meetings, whether it's our colleagues or, it's our clients. It has happened so many times that I'm talking to someone on the other side and their kid walks in, or there's somebody in the background. And it doesn't seem like a distraction to you. All it does is it perhaps evokes more, it seems more endearing, and it evokes those emotions where you are like, this is what life is, right? So the work and life has sort of intertwined, quite nicely today. And so the work-life integration that we were talking about, outside, of this virtual world, perhaps that's happening in this virtual space more. Of course, that's causing burnout because those lines are blurring as well. But somewhere, don't you think that people have become more empathetic in the last 4 months?
No, people have learned to accept the employee as a human being, which means a human being who has a family, who has got challenges, who's got, who lives in a certain kind of way, all of that. Yes, I think there is an understanding. But I also think that, being able to sort of build that trust in a person where you've never met that person ever before, and you're going to work with that person in a strong collaborative project, it's infinitely easier if you're with that person, you're able to have informal conversations. Because I think the real challenge of the world that we are living in now is that everything has become super structured. Because, when you're in the office, you can actually step out and talk to somebody, just pause for a second and say, hey, do you want to go grab a cup of coffee? Now, it's very, very difficult to do that, because I have to now send you a request and say, okay, Neha, at so-and-so time, would you care to have a cup of coffee? We are not going to discuss work. So even that unstructured time becomes structured.
Tell me something, why are we, we are always comparing, these two scenarios. And, everywhere there's this comparison between what was there in person and how that's missing in virtual. I mean, we all know that, right?
That is what nostalgia is all about.
Why is it so hard to accept movies. The reality the way it is now? This is our new normal. This is how we have to live. Maybe we make best use of what's available to us, right? And if that means...
But what gives hope? What gives hope is that people are believing that this is going to be a temporary scene. Sometime, potentially in 2021, perhaps, life is going to go back at least 80% to that old world, which we talk about now. Do you remember we used to sort of do
but
that?
Until that time, we can enjoy our present, right? We can be a little bit more mindful and be really present in what we have, rather than, always going back to either nostalgia or thinking about future. So I think,
Neha, with you. I think you have knocked a tremendous amount of wisdom in me with that just one sentence.
Seriously. I'm just trying to remind you of the law of impermanence, right?
Which means that our time on the podcast is also getting over.
Absolutely. So, yes, we are.
Brilliant way to drop a hint, Neha. Thank you very much.
this too shall pass.
This too has finished.
All right. So on that note, I think I should formally close. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you have a query that you'd like to drop, please reach out to us on shermindia@sherm.org. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, Abhijit is also available on all of those social platforms. Do you want to quickly tell them your email address as well, Abhijit?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn and Instagram at Abhijit Bhaduri, A-B-H-I-J-I-T-B-H-A-D-U-R-I. Or you can email me at abhijitbhaduri@live.com, A-B-H-I-J-I-T-B-H-A-D-U-R-I@live.com.
Wow, you've gotten good at it. Everyone, once again, thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you again for another candid conversation.
Right.
Until then, like I say always, stay unabashed.
Stay unabashed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.